With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Jonathan Rabin is an engaging Englishman who captured a lot of attention with his 1981 book, Old Glory. Rabin was born in 1942, a vicar's son.
Growing up in a vicarage family was, for me, a marvelous preparation for becoming a writer.
Because a vicarage family is somehow acceptable to all levels of Britain's class-conscious society and helped to make Rabin an observer of the classes without being especially identified with any of them. After college, Rabin tried his hand at acting.
And discovered a few hard truths about myself, which was that I had a competent, possible actor's voice, but I walked like a duck. I was too tall. I shambled across the stage.
And inevitably wound up playing the cop in an Agatha Christie play.
I was always the person who sort of walked in after the country house murder and said, "Excuse me, Mum, what's this on the floor?" indicating the body.
Turning to writing and reviewing, Jonathan Rabin became a close friend of the late American poet Robert Lowell and began publishing highly praised travel books. While his book Old Glory is technically nonfiction, Rabin sees it more as an autobiographical novel.
It was structured like a novel. It was plotted like a novel. It handled character like as a novel does. It handled dialogue as a novel does.
Old Glory is about Jonathan Rabin's trip down the Mississippi River in a small open boat.
And I junked it in the boatyard in New Orleans. I washed my hands of it with such relief. I thought, I am never, ever going to spend one second of my time in a small boat again.
But within a year, he bought a 32-foot seagoing catch, which plays a prominent role in his new novel, Foreign Land, in which a 60-year-old Briton returns home after 40 years of living in Africa and finds himself somehow estranged from England, the foreign land of the title. Jonathan Rabin writes with skill, and his Foreign Land was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Have you ever returned home after many years to find everything changed so that home is no longer what you remember? That's what Jonathan Rabin's novel, Foreign Land, is all about, the story of a 60-year-old man who goes back to England after living for 40 years in West Africa. Rabin's character is bewildered by London's slums, garbage, graffiti, and homeless men, and feels somehow cut off from the daughter he has not seen for so many years. So he buys a 32-foot catch and takes to the water. Jonathan Rabin.
Particularly in England, which is a small, tight, overcrowded island, the only wilderness left is the wilderness of the sea, and the sea hasn't changed. The land has beyond all recognition.
Like the main character of his novel, Jonathan Rabin, too, bought a 32-foot boat. And because the sea has changed so little, Rabin actually refers to a coastal guide that was published in 1685.
I took to the sea in order to get away from home, and also, to some extent, come back to it. In 1982, I took this 32-foot boat and sailed it alone around the British Isles, which was a voyage of about 3,000 miles.
Jonathan Rabin has filled his boat with books and a good writing table.
It's a cross between a floating thatched cottage and a republic on the water.
Because on the water and in command of his boat, Jonathan Rabin rules his world in the way he cannot in troubled England.
I had this sort of conceit in the literary sense in my head that it would be such fun to be able to sail away from Mrs. Thatcher's England in my ship and then look back at the ship that Mrs. Thatcher was running, as it were, across the water, and compare the way in which I ran my ship with the way that she runs hers.
Jonathan Rabin, his haunting novel, Foreign Land, was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.